Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. La 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 la
la la la la la la. Andrea Darlis is here. More on her last day as she goes around and steals stuff out of people's desks. And why wouldn't she? Andrea, we're getting a bunch of texts. These are brushes with Chet Kopic. 708, I worked with Chet at WLS. He got me in the press box for a Notre Dame game with Miami. Said I was his assistant. Nobody knew.
Oh. They know now.
That's what I always said when I was with you.
Yes. Get you anywhere.
Do you remember our Chet Kopic story? You were hosting a panel, you and I think Annette might have been there. And it was a panel when we had the Cubs.
Okay.
And you were
like a Cubs convention?
Cubs convention, yeah. And
oh, yes.
And you were taking questions. People were coming up from the left side of the aisle. And
Kopic was asking questions.
Yeah, Kopic was waiting in the line. And he had his big coat. He had his fur coat kind of draped over his arms. And he's in line. And you're like, oh, yeah, this young broadcaster coming to the microphone. But he waited in the line with everybody.
Yeah, and Chet was 6'5" before he started shrinking.
Yeah.
So he's probably 6'3" then.
Towering over. Asking a question. What
big Chet head. Let's see. 773. Me and my buddy were at the White Sox game, or at a White Sox game at Old Comiskey in 1990. Saw Chet on the ramp. He was nice enough to take pictures with both of us. What a great guy. We got a bunch of those. Somebody texted earlier and said Chet was nice enough to take a picture with me, and then he insisted on taking a picture of me and my husband. Like, no, give me the camera.
Oh.
That was nice, huh?
He's a good guy.
Let's see. Oh, I like this one. 219. My parents were out to eat at Ruth Chris. We're both about 30. My mom was the real deal. Late 80s, early 90s knockout. Chet walked by. My dad noticed him. He stood up and said, "Hey, Chet, how you doing?" And shook his hand. Chet looked at my mom, then looked back at my dad and said, "Not as good as you, big fella."
That's great.
Great stories. Thank you, you listeners, for continuing to tell us about your brushes with Chet. We take time here to honor what's happening over at City Colleges because there's just tons of good stories. Andrea, you know that.
Oh, my God. City College is a wonderful opportunity, even though it's going to be the competition soon.
Right. Andrea is about to become the big shot liaison in Chicago for a small school called the University of Illinois. But the cool story about City Colleges is that could be the stop on the way to the University of Illinois if you're getting it done, as two of our guests are. First off, Dr. Mark Potter, Provost, City Colleges of Chicago. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Nice to have you here. Cindy Alvarez, valedictorian at Kennedy King. Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Cindy, don't you think you're too smart for this show? And you're a valedictorian.
Yes.
And Vashon Jordan Jr., graduating student at Kennedy King. What'd you graduate in? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go into television production. So graduation's right around the corner. I'm very excited.
I know a guy who knows people.
Okay.
And his name's Dave Ennett there.
Well, wait a minute. Andrea works at Channel 9, too.
We need to have some great conversation then, yeah.
Job shadowing, sure.
Okay,
Vashon, just start sending out those digital resumes, man.
I have them right now.
All right, there you go.
Let's go.
Let me start with Dr. Potter. Dr. Potter, how many kids are going to graduate this year? And I know you're proud of every one of them.
Yeah, we have a total of about 4,500 students who are graduating with degrees this year, and we expect about 1,700 of those students to be walking across the stage.
How about that?
On May 4th.
What's a Star Scholar?
A Star Scholar is a student who has achieved a 3.0 GPA graduating from Chicago Public Schools, and they come to City Colleges of Chicago on a full scholarship to get them up to their associate's degree. We pay tuition and books.
And, you know, the mayor and everybody at City Hall who worked hard to get this done, too, we thank them.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is an incredible, incredible resource for the city of Chicago.
Vashon, are you one of those Star Scholars?
I am. I'm a proud Star Scholar.
How much did that mean to your family?
It meant a lot because I wanted to go straight to a 4-year out of high school, but when I got the financial aid award letter in the mail, that really put things in reality. So going straight out there wouldn't have been an option. But going to City Colleges first saved me a ton of money. I got the award letter out of high school. I had to pay about $15,000 a year. I don't have the money lying around anywhere. So I went to City Colleges first with the Chicago Star Scholarship, $0, getting my associate's degree in 2 weeks, and then I'm heading over to Columbia College Chicago, and right now I'm down to $3,000 a year, thanks to the Chicago Star Scholarship.
Changing lives. Cindy, similar story?
Well, I'm not a Star Scholar. That wasn't around when I was in high school.
But you're a valedictorian, Cindy.
Right.
Yes, I am.
You got that going for you. Well, what did your City Colleges education do for you?
It's been amazing. I think because I was so scared to come back in at later in life, it really helped to really help me get in there, get my foot in the door. I felt comfortable, and I was able to achieve well, and I'm going on for my bachelor's and master's and everything.
In studying what?
I'm studying accounting.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, it's a fantastic thing. And Dr. Potter, you see kids whose lives are being changed, and people just older than kids, just by the little skosh, older than that. I mean, it's got to be a very rewarding thing for you.
It's unbelievable to know the lives that we are changing and impacting across Chicago, and the variety of backgrounds that our students come from, direct from high school, adult learners coming to upskill or to get a degree that they didn't get earlier. We have students coming in through our adult education program and transitioning into our credit degree programs, and we have valedictorians and salutatorians who have taken that pathway. So it's truly incredible.
Cindy, you have kids?
I do.
How many?
I have five.
Five kids?
Oh, yes.
Boy, you look great for a tired lady. And how old are the kids?
Well, they're not kids anymore. My youngest is 17 and my oldest is 22.
And all good and all doing good things in life?
All doing good things, yes.
Well, we got to be very proud of you.
I am. And they're very proud of me, and I have my son Christian here.
Christian!
Yes.
What's up, dude?
He walked me to school the first day because he was proud.
Well, he's also got to make sure you get there and you don't start messing around with your friends. Got to make sure you're focused.
Yes, exactly.
Vishon, you come from a big family?
I do not. So I have just two siblings now. I have a sister that's 23 and a sister that's 3 years old. So I have
23, you and three.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. And my sister is going to be, you know, following my footsteps. She's going to high school. She's definitely going to college. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm letting her know that now. And I think one thing that a lot of people should know is, you know, myself and Cindy, we're not like one-off success stories, but this success and these things are happening all across the city with the city colleges. And this is something that any student can achieve through the STAR Scholarship and through the pathways that city colleges offer.
And Cindy, if city colleges didn't have this type of a program and this type of a welcoming environment, would you have been able to do it?
I don't think so. You know, our budget just didn't stretch far enough to be able to
Well, stop having children, Cindy. For God's sake, you have five.
It didn't stretch far enough for me to go into, you know, the university the four-year right away. But this was really a good transition for me. And I got a full-ride scholarship from here.
Great is that.
Yes.
And Dr. Mark, why is this such a great springboard to other schools? Why does it work? Because it doesn't always work in junior college.
It's all about the quality. We have high-quality programs, and our four-year partners recognize it. They know that the students who are coming to those four-year programs are high-achieving students who will stand right up next to any of their other students and achieve just as well.
And blow them out the water.
Not better than them. There we go.
So we got an accountant. I forgot what you told me, Vishon. What are you going to do?
Television production.
Oh, that's right. Dave's going to get you a job.
Yeah.
He'll steal your makeup drawer.
I think we established that already, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me get right on that.
He's already got it.
It's right here. It's on air. Yeah, we're doing it.
Right.
It's fantastic. Listen, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
You're a
so
big,
much.
Wonderful family, Cindy and Vishon. Keep an eye on that little one, right? That three-year-old?
Yes.
Going to guide that situation the whole way?
I believe I'm here. All right. For the entire run.
Dr. Potter, for families, and by the way, for people regardless of your age, and you maybe you didn't finish school and you want to finish school, and or maybe you got a kid that you think is not quite ready for 4 years, or maybe economics are what they are. What do people do to get in the program?
Registration is open now for summer and fall courses. Go to ccc.edu or call 773-COLLEGE, C-O-L-L-E-G-E.
All right. It's nice to see all of you. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you.